You are listening to Georgia Public Broadcasting. Good evening, I'm Ricky Bevington. Consider this, Atlanta. Are you willing to pay a half penny sales tax to expand MARTA? That question will be answered when voters go to the polls in November. MARTA Board Chairman Robbie Ashe is in studio with me now. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Explain why this vote is so important.
So this gives us the opportunity to put in front of Atlanta voters the option to really reshape the face of Atlanta over the next decade or two. We have the opportunity, because of the legislation passed at this last General Assembly, to give Atlanta voters the option to double down on their investment in the system and really radically transform how and where we provide transit service throughout the city.
It was only 4 years ago when voters rejected a 10-year one-penny sales tax increase to fund transportation in Metro Atlanta. What is different about this upcoming vote?
Well, first of all, this vote is only in the city of Atlanta itself. This vote is for MARTA projects. And so the voters, I think, in the city have time and again said that they are interested in more transit and they are interested in it now. And so we have fought for a couple of years now and finally prevailed to get them the right to make that decision for themselves.
This potential tax is expected to raise $2.5 billion over 40 years. How is that money going to be spent?
What we primarily intend to do is we intend to work to provide transit in places that we don't provide it now. So the historic criticism of MARTA is that we are kind of a north-south, east-west axis. And what we'd like to be is more of a network, more of a spider web, if you will. And we'll do that with buses. We'll do that with light rail. We think we can pretty significantly change how many people ride every day, how many people have access to it every day.
This seems to represent a real change politically, not from just 4 years ago, a change of attitude among even state lawmakers.
Well, a couple of years ago, we hired Keith Parker, who came in and really focused his attention on getting our fiscal house in order. And over the past several years, we have taken strong steps to get rid of all of the legitimate excuses why people don't want to invest more money in MARTA. We've had 3 years, year over year, of growing budget surpluses. We have significantly improved bond ratings. We've rebuilt our reserves to $225 million. And then at this year's General Assembly, we had a bipartisan group of legislators who came together to give Atlanta voters this opportunity and recognized that this isn't the end of the road for us, this or the end of the tracks, if you will. This is the most significant thing to happen to MARTA in its history. It's radically transformative. But at the same time, it's also just the first step in what is our ultimate vision of expansion into South Fulton, into North Fulton, into DeKalb County, and potentially beyond.
But what are the drawbacks to what some have called relentless incrementalism?
Well, I don't think there's a drawback to relentless incrementalism. What it is a great way of tackling a very large problem. I mean, another way of expressing it is, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. And you start in the core. And you give the place in the Atlanta region where there is unquestionably a pent-up demand for more transit the opportunity to make that decision for themselves. You continue to push outward, but that relentless incrementalism is how a lot of important things happen and how we expect to transform transit across the region.
Robbie Ashe, thanks so much.
It's been a real pleasure. Thank you.